Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Financial Coach for You, Blog Talk Radio, where we promote you and your brand. We believe in collaboration, working together to help each other. To learn about who we are and what we do, visit us at www.fc4uonestopshop.com.
Well, hello, hello, good morning, and welcome to FC4U Radio Show. I am Ray Russell. I am the CEO, the founder of Financial Coach for You, and the producer of this show. Today, I have the awesome privilege to have Myra Chung, wife, mother, and home-based business owner on our show this morning, Lilu Unique Creations. So Lilu Unique is a military spouse-ran business that offers creatively unique designs using wood items, decorations for the home. She also makes jewelry and so much more. So I am so excited to hear your story, Myra. Let us know a little bit about you, who you are, and tell us a little bit about your awesome business.
Yes, thank you. I have to take this moment to thank you for this opportunity for having me on this morning. And my business offers very unique items, such as, like you said, home decor, jewelry, possibly like refurbishing furniture. But I handcraft majority of my items, other than refurbishing furniture and stuff. I started my business early on in 2015 while stationed in Okinawa, Japan with my husband.
Okinawa, Japan.
I loved it there, and it was very inspirational there, as well as all the other military families were very inspiring to do what I do now. I started this to offer, you know, items for the military families who, you know, picked up and relocated their whole lives, right? Like me, like we did. And you literally start off all over again with your home base. So being a military family, you're being on a budget. I wanted to be able to offer others what I offered myself and my family, which is to be able to live in a home away from home on a budget.
Right. Right.
So, yes. I was able to offer them, you know, refurbishing and repurposing furniture items while maintaining that budget and being able to live a really nice life without living a high brand price.
Right. And that's so important because I know with the military, you know, I did some time in the military as well. So thank you for your service. You know, you're still active, right? So you move from place to place. Huh?
It is my husband who's active duty right now, but thank you.
Girl, your husband is active. That makes you active too, honey. Yes, yes, yes. You are in this too, you know, so that's that is such an important role that you play, you know, keeping the family home together and also giving you an opportunity to do something with your time.
Yeah.
And I find a lot of military families, they get depressed, they're leaving their family members, they go into a strange place, Okinawa, Japan, oh my goodness. You know, so where did the name come from? Tell me your name, the name of your company, your business. Where did that come from?
So the name arrived from my twin boys, Liam and Luke. So I took the first two letters of each of their names and pieced them together. So I want this company to eventually be ran by them, and hopefully, you know, they have that creativity to be able to run it. But the unique part is not spelled like your typical, you know, unique spelling. Right now is very grammatically incorrect. But unique is spelled UNEEK, which is very unique to their own, because each of my boys are very unique. They're, and it's only one of a kind of them. So,
and that's really amazing. Yes. That is really amazing. And, you know, you don't have to be grammatically correct when it comes to naming your business. So it means, it's meaning behind it. Yeah, it's the meaning behind it. That is awesome. So you mentioned doing a variety of different things, refurbishing. You've done jewelry. You've done a lot of work with wood. So tell me, where do you see your business going?
Sometime down the line, especially after we get out of this whole pandemic and everything, mm-hmm. It's so much uncertainty right now. Once we are out of this area of uncertainty, I want to take my business into creating workshops, which helps others create their own special and unique items for their homes or gifts for other, like for friends and family. That's where mm-hmm. I see it going. And then further down the line after that, I hope to be able to hire other people who mm-hmm. want to express their creativity by creating items for the company. So that will help, you know, keep, you know, people in my community, in my local area, employed. Especially like
wow.
military families. We can take that anywhere we go in the world and employ
absolutely.
Other, you know, female spouses who want to create, who want a job and have fun at the same time.
Absolutely. And then your boys, they grow up seeing what you're doing, and basically you're leaving a lasting legacy behind, you know, from what you're doing, motivating and encouraging. And now you mentioned having workshops as well. That is amazing.
Yeah.
That is really amazing. Really, really amazing. And so with your boys, do you get them involved in helping you, or do they know what you're doing, and do they ask curious questions?
Sometimes they do, depending on my pieces, but like how I encourage their creativity is mainly during the holidays. Like this past holiday, we typically would normally for like Christmas, we would typically do a gingerbread house, right? But this year I was like, okay, we're going to do something different to think outside of the mm-hmm. box. And we did hot cocoa bombs, and they learned
wow.
how to do both, including putting their edible powder on it and decorate it with their frosting or whatever, whatnot. So
wow,
we do typical little things like that to get their creativity flowing, you know?
Right, because, you know, even in school, you know, they took away arts and crafts. I used to love arts and crafts
yes.
in school. And
yes.
To do something at home during the holidays, I'm telling you, your boys are not going to forget. They're going to remember when we were three, when we were four, what we did at home with mom. And then they grow up having their own children. And, you know, it just goes on from there. Holiday gifts is such a great idea. You know, a lot of people, to me, the holidays just get overrated. It's not about getting into debt. You know, it's about, I'd rather someone give me a handmade item like my kids. I say, I'd rather get a handmade card because I know you're putting your heart into this card than to go
exactly.
buy a Halloween card and somebody else's words and thoughts and say, here you go, mommy. You know what I mean? So
exactly.
I love the idea of crafts during the holidays, right? And what about birthdays? Instead of going into debt, re-gift. I re-gift a lot of stuff.
Exactly.
I do.
Exactly.
Some things I get.
Yeah, some things we get, we're like, okay, I know I'm not going to use that. But someone else might say, hey, this is great, you know. So tell me about,
exactly.
You know, possibly, I know COVID-19 happened and it stopped a whole lot of, you know, it really stopped a lot of folks in their tracks. But coming out of it, the workshops, you know, I see people paying for workshops, you know. Is that something that's coming up that you know, you could be offering the public?
Yes, I will be offering that to the public coming up out of this whole pandemic thing. And we're going to keep them small and personal for each, you know, customer that comes in and want to create something special for either themselves or their friends and loved ones. So it's going to be affordable, and all the materials will be supplied at the location, mm-hmm. so they wouldn't have to bring anything. They would just have to make sure that their dues are paid before, you know, showing
right.
up.
That's good.
And making sure their reservations are in good standing.
Right. And also, even in the military community where you live at, there are a lot of military housing, a lot of families. And I've attended some events out there where, you know, vendors come in, people come in and just, you know, give them something to do, something constructive, something positive. So that is awesome. I love to hear, you know, what small businesses are doing. It gives people an opportunity to do it for themselves as well. So that's awesome, Myra. Awesome. I do hope to bring you back on board, you know, and then let's talk about the virtual aspect. I know you said you teach virtual classes as well. How is that working? How is that coming along?
I just started that. I haven't officially launched it quite yet. I'm working on, you know, building these packages that need to go out with the materials that one would need to piece together their creation, right? So
mm-hmm.
I need to start building that. I have my schedule and everything up, but I want to be able to keep it also affordable along with shipping for everyone during this time, you know, while, you know, there are people out there who want to participate who won't be able to afford quite a lot to be able to participate. So I want to
mm-hmm.
keep that price down and affordable so they can still participate and have something to do at home with themselves and be able to go virtually and meet other people who they don't know anything about,
right.
which I love.
Yes, yes.
Because that's
and
part
you
know, of my personality. You know?
Right, because we are still social beings. You know, they might say, hey, stay away from people, 6 feet apart, wear your mask, don't smile, you know, but we're still social beings. And this too shall pass. This too shall pass. So I noticed that you also you have game boards. You make custom. What is it called? Charcuterie? Am I
it's
pronouncing it right?
I don't know if you're familiar
Tetris.
With the old video game Tetris, right?
Yes. I don't jacked up the name Tetris board. That looks very interesting. Tell me about that.
So I just launched it at this last event that I did at the Seoul Swap Meet, which is where I met you guys through. And
right.
I launched it there, and it picked up some traction there as far as interest and everything goes. And,
nice.
You know, for a lot of people who are from my era, they were really attracted to the fact that it was a game board rather than on a, you know, electronic device.
Right,
so
right.
That's really, and I'm offering that through my Etsy account, through my shop. And you can find that on at Lilu Unique on the Etsy shop. And it's really fun. You can have more than one player, unlike the digital, you know, the digital version. So that makes it fun for family and friends. And you can make up your own rules as you go.
I love it. I love it. Now, are you planning on being at the Soul Swap Meet in January?
I am trying to get in for January. There was a slight glitch going on for a minute, and unfortunately, during that glitch, it had sold out for spaces. So I'm on the wait list, and I hope and pray that I can get in for January for sure. And but other than that, I do plan to be there.
Wow, that is a great venue, for small businesses to come out and just, you know, showcase their products and getting the word out about who they are. And I'm just thankful that you had time to come on board, come here today. To share a little bit about who you are and what you do. And when you get ready to launch, when you get ready to launch, you let me know about those classes. I will definitely bring you back on because promoting small businesses is what we do and what we enjoy. So any final words, any final thoughts that you want to share with the listening? Oh, one more. We have a caller here. I want to get that call real quick, too. But any final thoughts before I bring on a caller?
Again, I would like to take another opportunity to thank you for the opportunity to be on here and express what I do as far as my company goes. And I think for everyone who logged in to listen to my interview today, as far as friends and family, thank you for your support. Mm-hmm. I love you guys. But please do go on and find my shop on Etsy at Lilu's Unique. That's L-I-L-U, Unique, U-N-E-E-K. And all my contact information, feel free to private message me on my IG Facebook page if you need anything customly done.
Awesome. So I'm going to take, I'm going to unmute caller last four digits 7057. See if you have any questions for Myra, any comments or well wishes. I am unmuting your line right now, sir. Cyril, ma'am.
Hello, Myra. My name is Steve, and I actually met you at the Soul Swap Meet, I think. I'm pretty sure there. But I just want to wish you all the best success in your business venture. I think what you have is definitely unique and offers so much value to people who want to be able to be have a creative, express their creativity. And so I think this is an opportunity where you can help other individuals, definitely give them a lot of value to express their creativity through your business and what you offer. So I just want to wish you all the best success.
Thank you so much, Steve.
Yay. Thank you. And I'm going to mute caller 3955, last four digits, 3955. Do you have any well wishes to share with Myra?
Yeah.
3-9.
Yes, I'm here. I'm her sister, and I love you so much. Congratulations. This is truly awesome to even have this arrangement set up, and I'm happy that you're able to even get out there. And, you know, since being a little girl looking at you, you've been doing nothing but creating things, and it just was so inspiring to watch you growing up, and I'm so happy that you blossomed into this beautiful woman that is sharing not only, you know, your creativity with other people, but you're also giving them the opportunity as well. So congratulations, Myra. I love you, and I'm sorry that this year we couldn't travel to San Diego for the New Year's, but we will see you next year.
Thank you. I love you so much.
Oh, wow. Support from family is the best, let me tell you. Oh, my goodness. Wow. And let's take another call. Let's take another call. We got a couple more, and then we'll wrap it up. Last four digits, 2949. Your line is unmuted. Area code 586. Last four is 2949. Are you there? Okay. Must have logged off. Let's see if we get caller 4665. I am unmuting your mic. You are live. 4665, area code 801.
Hi, Myra. This is Riley and Lorenzo, her daughter-in-law and son, and I just want to get on here and say how proud we are of you, and it's really been awesome to watch you turn something that, you know, is you're so passionate about into not only a business, but be able to, you know, like I said, spread inspiration to not only us, but I'm sure multiple people throughout the family and friends, and we're really proud of you.
Thank you so much, Riley. I love you guys.
Awesome. And so thank you again, Myra, for your time. This recording will be available so you can share it with your family members and friends. And I just want to wish you all the best. And definitely, definitely, if there's anything that we do to help you, we are here. That's what we do. We support the small businesses.
Thank you so much, Coach Ray. I really appreciate this opportunity again.
You're welcome, and Happy New Year to you. Happy New Year 2021.
Happy New Year's to you and your family. And
you have been listening to Financial Coach for You, Blog Talk Radio, where we promote you and your brand. For more info, visit us at www.fc4u1stopshop.com. God bless.